Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Can't complain, man. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, sure you can.
Oh, you can, but as my dad always said, it doesn't do any good.
That's for sure. yesterday was good.
Yeah, yesterday was good. There is honestly nothing to report. It was a chill day. I did not do anything exciting. I went and I worked out, and then I went and I picked up my son from camp. He had a great day at camp, which was awesome. They had to shoot rockets because they're doing things that go boom this week at camp. And then we came home, and he ate like a horse yesterday, so that means we're going through a growing period. Like, he just couldn't get full. And yeah, that was the day yesterday.
I know I've brought this up on the show before, but whenever a parent, you know, has a child that has these aches and pains for growing, and I can't relate to it. I never had them. So I'm, as a guy that's 5'4", you would think even at 5'4", there'd be some kind of growth spurt. Then there was nothing.
Really?
Never had them. Don't even know what it feels like. I only know them in theory.
Well, there was no aches and pains yesterday. He just ate like a horse yesterday.
So you just know that.
Yes. Yeah. That I can relate to.
Maybe you're going through a growth spurt.
Maybe.
You're so lucky,
yeah,
man.
But it's just my gene size going up. Yeah. So I think anybody with like, you know, a 4 or 3, 4, 5 year old, I know they can be very finicky and picky when it comes to their food choices, but for Jimmy, it's like, what, like for a day or two, he'll just eat everything in sight. And then the next couple of days, he's not hungry and he won't eat anything.
Right.
You feel like you're forcing him to eat. And
right,
it's just like this constant wave you're riding.
Well, this might transition nicely as we're talking about parent stuff, because Jackson's in here this morning wondering if he's got some hacks that he's not even really sure are legit.
Yeah. Everyone knows, parents, that the best parents out there are those who don't have kids.
That's for sure. Right. Yeah.
And we're the best undefeated.
And the best that are the best at giving dating advice are people that aren't in a relationship or married people that haven't been dating in 20 years.
Precisely. Enter me. So today I've decided to come up with some parenting hacks that in my head make sense, coming from someone who doesn't have kids and has zero intention of having kids.
Okay.
This can only go well.
All right. Are these your hacks that you have come up with?
So I went online to get some inspiration yesterday, mm-hmm, and I realized that 99% of parenting hacks are just gaslighting your child until they're old enough to realize that you're actually just lying to them the entire time.
Pretty much.
And so a couple of these are from online, and some are the ones that I thought of on my own, and I think it's going to be pretty clear which ones I made up.
And for the record, when you do that to a four-year-old, it's not gaslighting, it's just survival.
Yeah. Yep.
There's a difference.
They are necessary.
It's like the NCAA basketball tournament. Parenting is, it's just like survive in advance.
Yes.
That's it.
I'm trying to make it to the Sweet 16.
Yep. That's it.
All right, so let's start off the list with tell your kid that the ice cream truck only plays music when it's out of ice cream to celebrate selling out for the day.
I have heard this one.
That's genius.
Yeah,
why
is
everyone in line though?
Yeah, they don't know.
They don't know yet. They just don't know yet. They haven't got word yet, Abby.
All right. If your kid loves drawing and you need a nap, tell them you want a portrait of you sleeping and that you will even pose for them. Uh-huh. Now they are entertained by drawing and you get to sleep.
No, that is the stupidest idea ever. You're going to give an unsupervised child markers or crayons while you sleep?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a good nap, I'd risk
it. Tell me you've never had a kid draw on the wall without telling me you've never had a kid draw on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah. Hayden took a Sharpie to my desk one day. I didn't know what it was. And it wasn't just like one mark. He must have been like 3 years old. And he, very meticulous, Bart would be very, very happy, took the Sharpie and I mean just really drew in complete black on all the shelves of a dresser. Or a desk.
Now, I have heard for the nap thing, something like, hey, I'm going to take a nap, and when I wake up, we're going to clean the house. And then the kids are silent because they don't want to clean the house, allowing you to take a nap.
Oh, that's a good one. Okay.
See, this is where actual parents come into play with this. A well-placed thrown pillow can be fun for the kid and cathartic for you.
What does that mean?
That's child abuse.
I was about to say. CPS is on the line.
Like you're pretending to throw it at them, but you know you're going to miss?
No, you throw it at them, but it's a pillow, so it's not going to hurt them.
Oh, yeah,
and
sure.
They think it's fun, and it's cathartic for you.
Yeah, sure.
All right. I'll do that
pillow.
One.
Yeah. If you can dodge a pillow.
There you go. All right. Put a clear plastic box on the ceiling above their bed. If they act out during the day, you take away a toy and place it in the box. So while they sleep, they are reminded of their transgressions from the day.
Oh, I have questions about your childhood.
That's pretty cruel.
Remember, these aren't his. These are the ones he found on the internet.
Right. That was mine.
Allegedly. Oh,
that one's me.
Jackson Kim.
So was the last one.
Is the intermission idea in there?
What's intermission?
Like if you're at a circus or something and you really don't want to be there when intermission happens, you just tell your kid that it's over.
Oh, that's genius.
Oh, yeah. They're, oddly enough, Monster Jam has an intermission.
Yeah.
I created one, but it did.
Here's another one of mine. Surprise. If you're a churchgoer, become their Sunday school teacher and interlace the book Pinocchio while also teaching them the Bible so they will think that it is biblically accurate for your nose to grow when you lie.
That's fun.
Wow.
That's messed up.
Religious, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And they'll buy it because, you know, they're dumb.
The other one you can do at church is tell them to try and sing the hymns like they're in an opera. Because the voices are so loud, no one's going to hear it. But for them, it's fun because they feel like they're performing like a little opera or something.
All right. And my last one to round it all out, okay? This is probably not for like your babies or your toddlers. They may need to be a little older for this one.
Of course, I'm afraid. Shaking her head.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
I'm waiting.
Put your kid in a sauna for an increasing amount of time every day to get them used to how the world will be if global warming continues.
Oh, God. That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I think the you not having kids thing is a good idea.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
It was the Instagram video Love Island viewers have been waiting for because now a hot new bombshell has apologized in the villa. This has everything to do with former Islander Sierra, who was recently booted off Love Island because she was caught using a racial slur about a year ago.
I can't think of a recent reality show that has gotten more buzz than Love Island has over like the course of the last 10 years.
Because we need something to hold on to. We need to believe in love. We need to believe in situationships. We need to believe in raunchy love scenes on our TV.
It's just so dramatic, and it's been a while since we've had one like this. So if you're like over the age of 30 and you're not watching, this is the show that everybody like between 20 and 30 is watching. And at least because I have to go through a lot of entertainment buzz stuff every day and be on top of pop culture, I see headlines every 15 minutes on something dramatic happening on this show.
And Abby, I think it's sweet that you think people are tuning in because they want to believe in love. But I haven't seen any headlines about love. I've seen headlines about herpes. I've seen headlines about racial slurs. Mm-hmm. I think people just love to watch a good train wreck.
Yeah. Well, Love Island does have some love stories that come out of it every now and then. And I think this is the one season where everyone's kind of annoyed that there's not a particularly strong couple coming out of it. All this to say, Sierra, who I'm talking about right now, was in probably the strongest connection on Love Island. And she was kicked off because there was a photo of her circulating where she was using a racial slur to talk about the shape of her eyes. And I know Rebecca and I were sitting here like, okay, we're waiting for her apology. Is it going to be a no-tap apology? Is she going to put out a reel? Is she going to put out an Instagram story? And I will say, yesterday I was pretty pleasantly surprised to see she posted something in her feed.
Yeah, it's, you know what, it's really interesting because I think it's a hard place to be. Once something like this surfaces, it's difficult for a viewer to figure out what's real, what's true, what she posted, how she actually felt about it, when she said it. Did she take accountability? She's claiming that she posted a slur. She was told that how she was using it and the fact that she was using it at all was problematic and racist. And she claims that she learned, she apologized, and she took it down. We have received none of that context. We only see the photo of her using a slur. And obviously, she needs to be held accountable. I don't think that she deserves a platform like Love Island when she was very happily using that slur in 2024. But does her parent, do her parents deserve death threats? Do her friends? Does she? No, I don't think so. I think that at this point, she probably did the best she could do. I think that her apology was genuine. It's not for us, obviously, to say whether or not it was genuine. Get Jackson back in here. Tell us how he feels about it. I think she needs to put her phone down now and probably move on from the influencer lifestyle.
I am curious because I don't even really know what she said, but I know it's so offensive that we can't talk about
it. No, we're not going to say it on the air.
I don't even know what she said.
Well, it was a racial slur towards Asians. And she didn't say it to another Asian person. She said it in reference to herself.
Yes.
But it's still like, even her saying it about herself, it's like, girl, in what world did you think it was okay to use that word? Like, it's well known that you don't use that word, and yeah, that's a racial slur
within the Asian community. Do they use that term a lot to refer to themselves?
I still don't know. Jackson, paging Jackson Kim, I can't, to the studio. I'm not going to speak on behalf of the Asian community.
Will you get Jackson down here?
I haven't heard that. I don't think it's a word that people usually reclaim. Mm-mm. So she had posted an Instagram story where she was getting free Botox and she was talking about the shape of her eyes and she used a slur that is commonly used to victimize Asian people.
Okay. Yes. I think I know what you're talking about now. Hey, Jackson, do you know what the word is that she used?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a new word that's just thrown out there and used, but I don't think a lot of people are super, super familiar with the term, but it is a slur. Yeah. So, I mean, it was definitely a mistake for sure.
So anyway, she posts on her social media. She finally takes accountability for what she said. She said she posted it in 2024 and said that when somebody had DM'd her about the word and her using it in her Instagram story, she immediately apologized, took it down, and she showed us screenshots of that. But she also said that people have been sending her death threats, calling ICE on her family, like taking it way too far. Like, there's one thing, it's one thing to do accountability, but it's another thing to like terrorize somebody because they made a horrible mistake. Here is a clip from the audio from her apology on her Instagram.
I know that no apology could ever be enough for the harm that I've caused and the offense that's taken place. I know that moving forward, my actions and how I decide to live my life from here on out is going to speak louder than any apology ever could. But I do need it to be known that I am sorry and I did mean no harm. And hopefully there are people out there that can use my mistake as a learning moment, and to just be better, because that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take today and tomorrow, and I'm going to take strides to be better. And all I can ask for is, even if you won't give me forgiveness, if you can just allow me to grow with grace.
Huh?
So obviously I'm not on board with the death threats. Do we think the backlash has been so harsh because she did it not only once, but twice? She did it within the past year. And then when she did do it, people called her out for it and she doubled down and said there was nothing wrong with it.
I saw the screenshot where she doubled down. I think that has a lot to do with why people were not letting it up. Like, they were not easily ready to forgive her.
Makes sense.
The Burt Show.
I am finally in a relationship where I can actually say that I can be 100% authentic in it and I'm not nervous about it, right? Now, I don't think this has anything to do with the women that I was dating. I really do think I'm just at a different life cycle now and I found the right woman. So this is the very first time where I can be my authentic self. And yet I find myself still maybe not being 100% truthful for her in one area. I've hidden how competitive I truly am, and I have made sure that because I didn't think she was as competitive as I am, that it would seem to be like a turnoff. So I've hid it from her, right? I'll give you an example. A couple of weeks ago, we were at that Putt Shack place I was telling you guys about in Dunwoody. It's like this new miniature golf place, but it's awesome.
Mm-hmm. They have one in West Midtown, Midtown too, across from Cooks and Soldiers.
It's really great.
So fun.
Bar, restaurant. You don't have to keep score because the little golf ball keeps score by itself, right? All right. So we're just doing miniature golf on a date night, and she came up with the idea at the last minute. I'm like, sure, let's go ahead. Well, she takes the lead in the first couple of holes in the first round, and I could feel my competitive juices starting to flow a little bit on a very superficial matter. Yeah. It's a date night, man.
It's putt-putt.
It's putt-putt. So I did make some notes as what I said to her on some of the holes as opposed to what I was thinking on some of the holes. All right, so she made some hole-in-one, some amazing shot, and it was like the first or second hole. It was really impressive what she did. And I think I said something, I was being very supportive, like, oh my God, what a shot, good on you. And what I was thinking was, there is no way she makes that shot ever, ever, ever again, all right, because it was just way too hard. Second one, because it really was such a freaking lucky shot now I think about it. She lined up behind some random obstacle where you've got a moving disc on the right and a moving disc on the left, and they're crossing each other, so you have to hit the ball in between the two and time it just right. Mm-hmm. And
you gotta thread the needle, baby.
Yeah. She said, this is an impossible shot. And I'm like, no, I think there's this small window that you can get it through for sure, right? But what I was thinking is, there's no way, man, and I'm going to pick up a shot on this hole. And she did miss. and then I was winning pretty substantially in the second game, and she was a little deflated by it, by like, I don't know, hole eight or whatever. And she's like, there's no way I can win this one. And I'm like, no, mathematically, you're still in it. But what I was thinking is, you're dead.
I got it.
I got you, right? Uh-huh. So... I'm like, there's absolutely no way, right? So that was that night, and I was holding a little bit of guilt about it, right? Just because, look, it's putt-putt. At the end of the day, who cares who wins, who loses, right?
But it's like self-imposed guilt because you never said any of these things out loud.
No.
Like, you were front-facing.
Yes.
I'm supportive. Oh, sorry you missed that shot. Great hole in one. But your internal, like, your inner dialogue was being the competitive D-bag, so that's why you were harboring guilt.
Right. And I didn't want to show her that I'm that competitive because it's ugly. It's just ugly in there.
I see nothing wrong with this. Okay. I think this kind of competition in a relationship is healthy.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to add the fact that, like, sometimes it's okay to show that, but it's one of those things that I think women will never forget. So my mom and my dad, when they first started dating, she always talks about, like, the second or third date that she went on. And my dad's a big golfer. Like, he takes golfing very seriously. And she always brings up every now and then when I'll complain about a guy that I'm dating. She's like, well, your father, like, when we were playing putt-putt, he started huffing and puffing when he started losing at putt-putt because he was so competitive. So this is the kind of thing that, like, it's better to keep to yourself because it's the thing that women will never forget.
Well, I thought that there was an imbalance in the competitiveness, so I haven't been saying anything. But then the other night, we come home from I can't remember where we were at, right? But we get inside the house, and there's no Asa. We've got a night to ourselves, and she says something very un-Amanda-like, and I do not know where this came from because this is not her at all. But she goes, you know what would be fun? And I'm like, what? She goes, strip trivia. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, strip trivia. You want to play around to strip trivia? And I'm like, of course.
Yeah. No losing in there.
Right. So I think at the time I had shorts, my underwear obviously on, and a t-shirt. And we're at home, so I don't even have shoes or socks on at that point. So I say, okay, sounds great to me. And she's got the same thing on. I think she had jeans on, a t-shirt. That's pretty fair. So I'm like, let me go let Franny out, our dog. And then when I come back, game on, right? So I let Franny out. I come back, and I'm getting ready to play. She's not in the room anywhere. And I'm like, yo, strip trivia? Strip trivia. She comes out of the closet. She has a skull cap on. She has a parka, like a heavy, heavy jacket on.
Yeah, I love her.
Right? She's got a hoodie on underneath that. She's got long pants now on. Also, I think sweats over the long pants. She's got gloves on, winter gloves on.
I love this.
And shoes and socks as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got it from head to toe. So I'm going to have to hit like 15 in a row. And I'm just in a t-shirt and shorts, right? But either way, it's a win-win all the way around. Have you guys ever watched Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a minute, though.
So yeah. Slumdog Millionaire is this guy that goes on, like, basically, do you want to be a millionaire? And every question that comes in front of him, due to his life experience, he somehow, some way conjures up during this game and ends up winning $1 million with the most random stuff, right? Well, I must have been so focused that the same thing happened to me.
You're just hitting them left and right?
Hitting them left and right. So it's, how many stomachs do an octopus have? Immediately, I know three. She's like, what? It was right. Okay. Skull cap comes off. But she's feeling really good about herself because she has 13 more items to go. And later, I have four, right? So, she hits me with, what does a single dot in Morse code mean? And I'm like, oh, that's easy. That's an E. And she's like, how the hell do you know that? And it was.
Parker comes off,
right? Every single one that was coming across these random trivia questions, I was nailing left and right because I think the motivation was very high for me. What year did the Berlin Wall come down? I immediately say, I think it's 1989. Nailed it! Another piece of clothing comes off, right? And so she's losing and losing and losing, and I'm winning and winning and winning. Then the last one, I think, was, what is the country that has the least amount of shoreline that is not landlocked? And I knew it immediately. Do you guys know it?
No.
Say the question again.
What is the country that has the least amount of shoreline that is not landlocked?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Like, this is driving Cassie crazy because she's so smart.
No, I don't know.
Don't know. I knew immediately. Monaco. All right. So she's almost out of clothes now. She starts taking earrings out. I'm like, oh.
She hustling you.
So at that point, I knew, like, okay, she's as competitive as I am. So there is no reason to hide it whatsoever anymore.
Let your competitive flag fly.
And I will. And I absolutely. Are you like that with
absolutely.
Your
girl? Absolutely. We compete every day, even in a steps competition. Like, we'll find any reason to compete.
Do you remember the great bowling incident of whatever 20 whatever it was, and it came down to Bart and I? It was a Burt Show bonding, and we all went bowling together.
I don't remember.
And it ended up being between my husband and I, and it got so I did not speak to him on the way home because he won and got the trophy.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Today is Thursday. We call this follow-up Thursday for a reason. You guys hit us up and you're like, yo, Burt Show, whatever happened with blankety blank blank blank? And then we do the homework on blankety blank 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 and we deliver it to you on Thursdays.
All right. After a year of being single, our listener met a woman named Lily. The two had hit it off at a coffee shop, so he invited her over for a homemade dinner on the second date. But after dinner, she pulled out a Ouija board and wanted to use it to get a quote-unquote spiritual reading on their compatibility as a couple. Our listener wasn't into the paranormal stuff, but he played along to be polite. The rest of the date, they spent time communicating with spirits. Conflicted, our listener wondered if this was just quirky or a total red flag. Mm-hmm. The majority of us agreed that this was too much for a second date and possibly a deal breaker. So did he choose to ditch her or not?
There's going to be kind of a theme on the show this morning, and it has to do with quirky first or second dates.
Okay.
It's going to come up later in the show. So.
All right. The update reads, hi, Burt Show. I'm pretty excited to give you all this update because I am certain it's not what you're going to expect. I definitely didn't. So 2 years ago, you told me to run when I told you that my date pulled out a Ouija board. And that's what I did. I actually kind of ghosted her.
Ouija board, ghost.
Which I know is not cool, but I was a different person back then. And hey, she could have always tried to contact me via the board. A couple weeks after I...
being cute. I see.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks after I broke it off, I started getting these weird signs. And like I told you originally, I'm not a supernatural kind of guy. I kept seeing the name Lily everywhere. I had this super realistic dream where she confronted me about ghosting her. A song from an artist she told me she loved suddenly popped up in my playlist that I definitely did not add. But the final straw was when I walked outside of my door and I saw Planchetti on the sidewalk. I knew I had to contact her then. She told me she had been waiting for me to call. Well, guess what? We're married now.
No.
What?
Ouija board girl? They're married?
What?
Ouija board girl is now Ouija board wife. I'm still not really into the woo-woo psychic stuff like she is, but I definitely have more respect for it. She did tell me eventually that it was her who added the song to my playlist to make me think of her. I guess I had logged in on her TV once and she took full advantage. But she still swears she had nothing to do with the planchetti. Thanks for the advice. Sorry, I did the opposite.
What is that word?
Planchette. It's a little thing that you move around the board.
Oh, that's,
that says the letters. Yeah, it's called a planchette.
Name
yeah.
for it?
Yeah, it's got the little window that you look at the letter through.
Oh, okay. I was so focused on what that word was that I missed the rest of it except wedding.
It sounds like an Italian dried meat, and now I'm hungry. I want a charcuterie board.
All right, Tommy. So today we have a very special Good Goes Round.
We do, and today's Good Goes Round is coming from inside the house.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Yeah, so for 100 days, we are trying to do acts of service for you guys, little things, big things. What do you need? What do you need in your life? Just hit us up at theburtshow.com. We will try to fulfill that for you.
So we have gotten tons of entries from listeners for 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and this one was like a beacon of light shone through the windows to cast out the darkness. Because this one was a little different. Normally people are asking for help. This person, this listener who reached out to us, wants to give it. And I thought it would be a perfect opportunity because there is one of us on the show that has been going through it for the past, I don't know, how many years, Cassie?
Like three.
Yeah. So if you're new to the show here, it has been mathematically, it's impossible to go through the kind of bad luck streak she's been going through the last 3 years.
So April reached out. Well, first of all, Cassie, run down just a few of the things that have happened to you. You did this yesterday, but just kind of recap a few of the incidents that have happened.
We wouldn't have time for the whole list, or we'd literally take to the end of the show.
Yeah, let's see. My grandmother died. Both my dogs died. I had to have hernia surgery. I forgot about that one. 5 trees fell on my house. 1 went through the roof. Insurance isn't paying out, so we've been living in an RV for over a year because they're also not paying for an Airbnb anymore. And we just discovered 2 leaks on our house, and the entire house is flooded. Ceilings are caving in. Mold is everywhere. The house is probably a total loss.
Yeah, and if you're listening, you're going, well, that's the kind of stuff that happens over 3 years of lifetime. She's only 1/10 done of the list.
Yeah, and
so much more.
Half that list was like in the last year.
Yeah.
So Cassie's been through.
Oh, and my mom died. How did I forget that one?
Yeah, I was going to say that, but I was like, I'm not going to be the one to bring it up. Yeah.
I think I was blocking it out. She only died like 2 weeks ago.
So Cassie's in desperate need for a good deed. And I saw this and I thought, who better to receive this gift than Cassie? Our listeners, and nothing will, you know, make up for all that stuff. But this is just something little that I thought that you would enjoy and kind of take your mind off things for a while. So let me introduce you to April Olson.
Well, maybe she's giving you a new house.
Where's Ty Pennington when we need him?
not quite, but April, tell them who you are, your company, and what you want to do.
Hey, good morning, y'all. This morning. Is April Olson with Main Street Limos. I'm a P1, and I've probably listened since Abby was in diapers. our company is Main Street Limousine, and Cassie, if there's anybody in this world that needs some goodness right now, and forgive me if I cry because I'm that girl, it's you. So what we would like to offer you is a day in a limo, girl. You can go to a winery. You can take 9 of your closest friends. You can take family. You can take your kiddos. You can go to medieval times. You can go to dinner. You can go to a concert. Whatever you want to do, Cassie, we've got a beautiful Mercedes Sprinter limousine. It's got TVs, it's got a sound system, it is VIP service, you'll have a chauffeur for the day, and we just want to take care of you.
April, that is the sweetest thing ever. Thank you so much. I need a break. I need to get out of that damn RV. Your limo is probably bigger than my RV.
Yeah. Can she and the family live in this thing?
Does your air conditioning work? Because ours broke, so that would be great. Thank you so much. I will absolutely take you up on that. I need a day out. Love my family. They can stay at home. I need a day out with friends to escape from stuff. That is so, so kind of you. Thank you.
That's really sweet of you. Tell us the name of your company again. I'd certainly like to reward you with that.
Oh, thank you, Bert. It's Main Street Limousines, and we do airport transportation. We do bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. We partner with a lot of the wineries in North Georgia, and we send groups up there. We also assist people with their weddings with getaway cars and bridal shuttles. I mean, we're VIP service. Our drivers are chauffeur licensed, so we're a little bit more personalized than your typical ride. And Cassie, another thing we add to the limousine when you get in, your preferred beverage. So we'll definitely be in touch with you and set up a day and time. And so looking forward to it. You really deserve something good in your life, honey.
Thank you, April. I'm truly, truly touched. And thank you, Tommy. I know 100 Days of Good is about putting good out into the community. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and accept this one and I'm part of the community. So I'm going to take it. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
And you can check out Main Street Limousines at mainstreetlimos.com.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.